but that was your sausage meat. Mm-hmm. Then you'd put that, them sausages about that long, some of them, and to make length sausages, mm-hmm. tie a little string in between them. You see how in the store. Well, they would put that on there and push that meat up in there. That was your sausage. You mm-hmm. tie the end of them. And if you wanted smoked sausage and smoked hams, now they'd cut the ham part of the hole. Well, they'd hang it up in a smokehouse they had built right next to the kitchen. And they'd burn oak wood in there and smoke that. Mm-hmm. And that would be smoked meat uh-huh. and smoked sausage. Uh-huh. And then some of it, they'd leave it just pure pork and salt it down where it would keep. Salt would put on it to make it keep.
If you're riding a horse, the part where you put your feet?
Well, you won't have nowhere to put them on unless you put on a saddle. Then it got stirrups on each side.
Stirrups,
you put your foot in the stirrup.
Uh-huh.
But when you get back-backed on there, you ain't got nothing. Your foot's just hanging down.
Uh-huh. Okay. If something's not right near at hand, you say it's just a little what?
What you mean?
If you're talking about something that's not right near at hand.
Oh, not, you don't have it right there?
Yeah, you might say, well, it's just a little what?
Well, you'd have to maybe go a mile or 2 miles or maybe a half a mile.
Uh-huh.
You say it won't take long, it's just a half a mile from here or something okay. like that.
Or if you're traveling somewhere and you haven't got there yet, you might say, I've still got a long what to go.
Long ways to go.
Okay. And if somebody's walking along and he slips, let's say he slips this way, you'd say he fell what?
Well, he slipped down.
Okay, and he fell.
He slipped down.
If he goes down on his back.
If he falls flat, if he falls down, you say he slipped down.
Okay. What about if he falls that way?
Well, if you fall over that way, he still fell.
Okay.
Fell on your face or on your back, but you fell.
Okay.
Some of them fall off the horse. Some of them, that man fell off the house out there when he was painting, and ooh, and a bucket of paint went all over him. He was up to the top of that house out there, tall as that roof in here. I had to get the water and some of that tempting time out there and wash that paint off him and send him to the hospital. I thought he was dead. They had them luminal ladders where you can let out.
Mm-hmm.
And he was way up on the top of this to the roof.
Mm.
And the other one was on the ground. And he fell. He's drinking. That reason he fell.
Oh, I see.
Up there and he was half drunk. But it didn't break none of his limbs.
Mm.
But they carried him to the medicine room. But he didn't wake no more after that. Scott got another man to help him finish. Oh, I'm telling you, it scared me.
Mm-hmm. When you're plowing the ground, how do they do that? How do they go about plowing?
Plowing?
Yeah.
Well, they got a plow with handles to it, two handles.
Mm-hmm.
And see, out there, it's a long thing, about that long, goes from the, called the beam, and it goes out. Where you got a iron thing that cuts, his shape like an axe, a meat cutter. Mm-hmm. You've seen a meat cleaver. Well, that's the plow.
Mm-hmm.
You put that on the end of there with screws, and then you turn the land over with that. You put your harnesses on the mule, the trace chains,
mm-hmm.
and hook it to the mule, and then you have the lines in your hand to pull the mule right and left.
Mm-hmm.
And you plow them rows across there and plant what you're going to plant. If you're going to plant cones, somebody behind you dropping the cone.
Mm-hmm.
I used to have to drop peanuts. I'd eat so many raw peanuts. And then they cover that up.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them got a harrow. They got a harrow, and it's got, maybe 6 or 7 prongs to it that plowed over things.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
they